Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to NABWIC Talks. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we welcome you to our show this morning. Now, some of you are listening live from your browser, and we definitely appreciate that. If you decide you would like to call in and become a part of the conversation, go ahead and simply dial 714-459-3918 and then press 1 on your keypad, and you'll be able to join in on the conversation this morning. We have a very, very, very special guest that we are so excited about. But just before we get into the conversation, I would like you to go ahead and remember that you can always visit our website. Go by www.nabwic.org. There, you have an opportunity to learn more about our organization. You also can join our email list and consider becoming a part of the organization and being one of our future guests. This is NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction and those women in related fields. And so we also remember that we host this show every single Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if for any reason you have to leave the show this morning, you can always come back and listen to the show on archive. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and search NABWIC, all right? And you'll be able to listen to this show. And you'll also be able to listen to any of our previous shows that have been archived. If you particularly enjoy this show, make sure you get the word out. Go ahead and post it on Facebook. We always say post and repost, tweet and retweet, email, text, and share. Get the word out about what NABWIC is doing. Now this morning, I'd like to jump right out and introduce you to our guest this morning, Ms. Michelle Piercy. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning, and I'd like to welcome you to our show. We definitely appreciate you taking time out and being on our show this morning. So let's just jump right into the conversation. Tell us, Michelle, what are some of the things that you're just most grateful for in your life?
Well, I'm especially grateful for the journey that faith has taken me on in my life. You know, it's a constant journey to the path of self-knowledge, and I think that, you know, one of the things that I would recommend or advise women in any professional pursuit is to never stop seeking who you are. And, you know, the path to self-knowledge is primarily finding out who you are, and not as an individualist, but in a way to, as you said earlier, tweet and retweet. You know, to share is actually to care. So, you know, that's what I'm most grateful for.
Great. Well, we definitely appreciate your message, and we really want to get into your journey and so that we can be inspired by your life's journey and what you're offering. Tell us what do you do for a living, and how did you get into your career?
Well, actually, I work for a company called AECOM, and we're a large architectural, engineering, construction, and management firm. And my primary responsibility is to help develop and implement strategies, basically for winning work. And so that puts me in contact with lots of disciplines in the engineering field, as well as some of our architectural and planners. And I'd have to say that my career hasn't been one that's been a strategic planning effort. It has been the right set of circumstances. I started my career about 25 years ago in Detroit, working for their water department there, I pursued that opportunity and became a senior manager for the engineering group there. And then about 10 years ago, was recruited to Florida to head up water supply planning for a very large state agency, and from there recruited into the private sector. So I primarily set up strategies for winning work, and then once those client relationships are established, it's my responsibility to help maintain those client services and make sure that we deliver the best service possible.
Wow. So you work with, tell us the name of your firm again, AECOM?
AECOM, A-E-C-O-M.
And I understand this is one of the largest firms of its type.
It is. We have, globally, we have 45,000 staff members, and we have locations in about 150 offices.
Wow. And you are the vice president. You're one of the vice presidents?
Yes, in South Florida. I'm basically responsible for an area from Orlando, Florida, to the Florida Keys, which is probably the size of a couple of states put together.
Exactly. Well, wow, that's a huge responsibility, and it seems like a major, major accomplishment. I mean, you've gotten very far, I guess, in your career. Tell us, what did it take to really get to where you to the level that you are in your career?
Well, I think it really means keeping an open mind and constantly being open to learning. If you see that a new technology is at its last phase before being released, you know, find out about how it might apply to your business. What has been my success has been that kind of inquisitive nature, and then, you know, the courage to, I think I probably invented the white paper, because I would always research new technology and then take that up to my directors or my regional managers and say, hey, well, why don't we try this? So what it does is really establish your thirst for learning more information and being able to apply that to what it is that you do.
So it sounds like bringing new ideas and being innovative really matters, and it's definitely contributed to your climb. I'm sure that was awesome. Really appreciate it. So how do you define and measure your own success?
I would think that personal success, your professional success has a lot to do with your personal success. And I would measure that by the joy that I have every day pursuing those goals and the work that I'm involved in. I find that joy in relations with, you know, other folks and helping and guiding and collaborating with others. Rachel?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was on mute. I was responding to you about kind of what you shared about the relationships and how, as we, you know, go along our journey in life, and sometimes you get to a point where you start really realizing what's most important, and what's most important a lot of times. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you good.
Yeah. What's most important, thank you, a lot of times are those relationships, the personal relationships, the business relationships, the short-term relationships, the long-term relationships, and just how they add to your overall life. So I definitely agree with you there. We want to take a moment to learn a little bit more about Michelle, a little bit more about you. Tell us some of those things that you go out and do while you're not working.
Well, I like to say, give me a plane ticket, a camera, a keyboard, or a piece of paper and a pen. And I love exploring. I like seeing and experiencing and writing. I would say that my two personal passions are travel and writing.
Wow.
So when I can have the opportunity to do both of them, then I'm probably way up on the satisfaction scale. Last year in August, I was fortunate and blessed enough to take out 2 weeks and travel to a place called Assisi in Italy and take a writer's workshop where it was really an amazing experience because the class that I took or the workshop that I took was on personal essays, so basically memoir writing. And it was more than a vacation. It was more than an educational experience. It was an opportunity to write and then get basically instant feedback from the colleagues in my class the next day. So it was intensive writing, and it was intensive critique. And that was probably my first foray into taking my writing and having it placed in front of other pretty well-known writers and getting the feedback. So I would say that travel and photography and writing, and then secondly, the loves of my life, my daughter and my three granddaughters, spending time with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, amazing. I hear you talking, you talked about having that opportunity to sit down and write memoirs, which I'm sure had you to really dig a little and look at your life and maybe recall certain things. And so as you do that, tell us, would you say you've had an ordinary life, or would you consider your life an extraordinary life?
Well, I think it's an ordinary, extraordinary life because, you know, even in the things that I do as a routine, I try to find, you know, we get up, we go to the workplace, we are involved in meetings, we're interacting with people, and sometimes it's really easy to be so routine and so disciplined that we don't look at the beauty around us and actually the world around us. And so every day that I start out, I try to be mindful that this experience is a journey to some new insight. You know, beauty doesn't have to be a long journey trip someplace on a sandy beach. It could be, you know, just the beauty of a tree budding, a tree that you walk every day. So that probably defines best what makes my life extraordinary. And to be grateful for it. Maybe about 10 years ago, when I moved from Detroit, Michigan to South Florida, I set it upon myself to discipline myself to be thankful. And that means leaving out every day, waking up every day in a state of thankfulness and being able to share that.
I would agree, Michelle. I really agree. I think you are living an extraordinary life. You know, so many people, you're right, are so robotic. You're not noticing. It's just in that busyness of life. And so to be able to hold the type of position you have, the type of responsibilities, and go about your day, and then still remember to take notice of relationships, take notice of the beauty around you, it does add to your life. I think it's amazing advice, and it's healthy for the busy women and business owners that sometimes we can get so overwhelmed with what we're up to, what we're trying to accomplish, and you can disconnect from the type of beauty that is around you every day. And so I definitely appreciate you for sharing that. You also share that you interact with people a lot. Is that something that you really enjoy? What do you like most about it?
I do. Well, I think what I like most about it is the first interaction. There's this little small element of nervousness that, you know, you don't know exactly how you'll mesh with that person or gel with that person. And once you really get into establishing that relationship, and you said something very important, Rachel, earlier, that this what I do is very much a relationship business. And nearly everything that I do is based on relationships and trust. And so when you hear corporations and businesses saying that, you know, we're highly ethical, that really focuses on the individual. And in your relationships, you try to apply honesty and openness. Definitely, that first interaction is probably, it's like a boost that some people get from the win. Let me get it out of the way now. I'd love to win, but I also love establishing those relationships too. But some of those relationships become lifetime relationships.
And do you find that sometimes you can, I'm sure you do, that sometimes that first relation, that first interaction, you can feel the authenticity, the sincerity of the person, even if the conversation isn't necessarily about business or what's most important. You can get a vibe from a person, and so I definitely enjoy that too, and I pay attention to that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, and in more ways than not, we're so similar. People are. In more ways than not, people are similar. And that's very eye-opening for someone who is in interactions a lot.
Wow. I agree. So tell us a little bit about who's inspired you or who inspires you the most in your life right now.
Well, in the past, I was hoping when I accepted the invitation to this talk that it wouldn't be infomercial, Val, and I wouldn't put people back to sleep. But
right.
we all have public lives and we all have private lives, and there are probably a host of public figures that I could say inspire me. Oh gosh, from Nelson Mandela to Toni Morrison, that was Walker, and you know everyone in between. But I think the person who has inspired me most was my mother's sister. Her name is Lucille Shields Hunt. And what inspired me most about her was that she was born around the turn of the century. Like, I think she was born in 1911 or so. And she was the oldest of eight children. And she went and got a bachelor's degree in nursing. And Aunt Lucille was about maybe 50 years old before she was married. She had no children, but her sisters and brothers' children were her children. So, and fortunately, they moved from Kansas City, my mom and she did. So the two of them were together in Detroit. And my parents had five children, and my dad was in the auto industry, and sometimes that was like a roller coaster. And Aunt Lucille always made sure that everything that we needed from an educational perspective was provided. And I'm not just talking about coaching. She provided so much encouragement and was like a drill sergeant when it came to grades. She would take my sister Stephanie and I over to the Sears store growing up every school year and outfit us from head to toe, books, outerwear, like coats, everything. And it was exciting. It was exciting for two reasons, because Aunt Lucille was probably the worst driver in the world. And so two little girls are in the back seat of her Pontiac Bonneville with their hands cupped over their eyes, holding our breath until we got to Sears. And then getting to Sears and feeling like complete princess, and picking out entire wardrobes for the school year. Now, not just the material things, but just the sharing part. We learned when, now we knew she helped all of us through college. But we knew when she passed away that she had sponsored one young man to Howard University, basically all of his needs. And what we learned was that she had helped four other students that she never told anybody about. That's, she's my inspiration.
Wow. I really want to thank you for sharing that story, and what a blessing to have had someone like that in your life. You know, I just think about those that they haven't had that experience, or that person that has been able to impact their life that way. So that's an amazing blessing, and I'm sure that you would say that too has added a lot to your success, don't you agree?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because I all along the way, I would say, you know, I, Lucille, would be so proud, you know, how far we've come. And that would have been the legacy that she would like to have left behind.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you for sharing that story. We do have a caller that wants to jump in and be a part of a conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and take a question. And anyone else that's on the line, we have, you know, about 8 or 10 minutes left, so we definitely want to get any of your questions. And then, Michelle, I want to come back and talk to you a little bit about how you came to be a part of NABWIC and what's that been like. So let's quickly go out to a caller calling in from the Jacksonville, Florida area. Caller 7528, your line is now open. Welcome to NABWIC Talks. Caller 7528. Okay, maybe someone pressed that. In era. Anyone else that wants to jump in and be a part of the conversation, we'd like to welcome. And McNeil, welcome to the conversation. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you. Thank you. Michelle, thank you so very much. I learned so much more about you this morning than I did not know. And especially as it relates to your passion and why your future dream includes helping other young people achieve their dreams. And so thank you for sharing that. So you know I have to ask you to please share with our audience, you know, how you got involved and why you got involved with this wonderful organization. And then the surprise that you gave all of us last year at CBC. The Congressional Black Caucus. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, Ann, you know, it's your fault. Ann and I work, well, we live pretty much in the same area, and we have worked, our circles have overlapped over the years, and Ann and I had lunch, and how many years ago is it now? Is it three years? Maybe.
I think maybe six.
Is it? Wow, time flies. Okay, so we had lunch and we talked about establishing an organization where women and Black women in construction could have an opportunity to network, where we could have career enrichment, all of the benefits of a professional organization, including mentorship and programs for young people who might be interested in pursuing a career. And I'm an idealist. I dream up ideas, and people like Ann take those ideas, and she holds you accountable for them. And NABWIC came out of, I think, that lunch that day.
Yes, so that makes you a founding member.
That's right. Founder. And last year at the annual legislative conference of the Black Caucus, the National Black Caucus, I went to the, and I haven't been as active, honestly, as I should be or would like to be. But my heart is always with NABWIC, and if there's an opportunity for me to take any of the programs and, you know, introduce those programs into any of the arenas that I am active in, I am here. I'm here in heart, always.
Well, thanks so much, Michelle. Thank you, Anne. Are you there? Okay. Okay, Michelle.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you both.
All righty. Thanks. We're so glad every time that we're able to have Anne McNeil jump in and become a part of the conversation. So thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
And we are continuing to learn. As we begin to wind down, I do have one last caller that wants to jump in. This is this caller's name is Kim, and she's calling in from the Atlanta area. She's calling in from Atlanta. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How you doing?
Excellent.
Good morning, Sam.
Okay, good morning. Michelle, you have really assisted me this morning, but I did have one question for you. Would you say that the balance of your personal passions and business and your strong businesses has a tribute to your success?
I would say so. You know why, Kim? Because it gives me an inner peace you know, I have things that I can do outside of what I do at work, and it gives me extreme joy. And it's kind of hard to separate the two. So where I find satisfaction in the work that I do and the extreme joy from what I do in my personal life, together, the alchemy really creates something that is very stress-avoiding. If I had any other recommendations to make to young women and women of my age in the career, in the industry, is to, you know, try to simplify. You know, we hear a lot about clearing out clutter. There's a lot of clutter in our external lives, you know, our finances, our social lives, some of the relationships that we have. And when you can clear out and improve your daily routine so that you're not meeting stress as much, it really gives you an opportunity to find a lot of inner satisfaction. And so, yes, I think that that has a lot to do with my success in the business world.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you, Michelle. You know, amazing advice, something that many of us, especially in business, are challenged with reducing stress or managing stress or clearing out and being able to live with the kind of balance that you're speaking of. And I'm sure that took practice over time for you to evolve to get it, you know, kind of under control the way that you have it. Because you sound great, and it has definitely been a blessing to share and speak with you this morning. And so we are getting right there at 9 o'clock. I have some closing comments I have to make to the audience, but I definitely want to give you that opportunity to get back to business. So I just want to ask you if you have anything in closing that you'd like to share with our audience before you go.
Thank you, Rachel. Just that there are a lot of opportunities in spite of what the what may seem and appear to be sometimes insurmountable challenges, there are a lot of opportunities. And I think that continuing involvement with groups like NABWIC is some assurance that, you know, our networks are expanded and our opportunities to collaborate are ever-present. So, and I am so humbled and so honored to have spent this time this morning with you, Rachel, and the listeners.
Thank you, Michelle, and I just want you to know sincerely this conversation this morning. I thank you for it. I thank you for your advice. I thank you for your stories. It has been a real, real blessing, and I feel like with part of your message, you definitely were speaking to me directly, and I mean that sincerely. That's one of the blessings for me having that opportunity to host this show. So I really, I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate you. So thank you so much for being a part of our show this morning.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Michelle. Ladies and gentlemen, you are, just heard from Ms. Michelle Piercy right here on NABWIC Talks. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we appreciate you listening in this morning to a conversation with Michelle Piercy, Vice President for Business and Development right there at AECOM, which is a very large architectural engineering and management firm right here, partly here in the South Florida area. So we're definitely thankful to Michelle for being a guest on our show this morning. We look forward to speaking with her again, maybe about some of all of those travels that she's taken. And we definitely thank each and every one of you for taking time out to listen in this morning. And we definitely hope that you have been able to take something away from this particular episode. So do this. When you get the opportunity, go to your Facebook page. We want you to post and repost, tweet and retweet, email, text, and share. Get the word out about this episode with Michelle Piercy and any of our previous episodes. Get the word out about what NABWIC is doing. You can always visit our website at www.nabwic.org. Go there, learn more about the, our growing national organization, join the email list, and consider being a part of NABWIC and being a guest on one of our future shows. We definitely thank each and every one of you for being a part of the show this morning and those callers that called in and became a part of the conversation. We enjoyed hearing your voices, too. So let's go out and have a very fun, prosperous, and blessed day. Thanks, everyone. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. Have a great day.